Talk to me about like the combine then, in terms of the physical tests. What do they include?
Mm-hmm. So I'll start with the non-technical. So the non-technical mm-hmm. stuff that we work on the floor, we'll tend to look at things like upper body power. So we use the landmine punch throw. We used to do three weights to get sort of like a force velocity profile, but just because of time, we ended up doing one load.
Exactly the same. That's the reason why we dropped. because it's quite accurate doing load velocity profile. We get some quite high R squared values from it. So we've just decided to just go with the two. So we go with 20 kilo Olympic barbell and the 10 kilo. So that's the one bang in the middle. But we used to do five incremental loads up to 40 kilos. Which, as you can imagine, took a long time, especially when you're doing both sides as well.
I mean, we've always done the three loads, but we ended up just doing lightest and heaviest to try and get that, you know, estimated linear sort of look at it. And then now we just base it on their weight classes. So depending on, you know, usually it's like flyweight through to lightweight, I think. Is 20 kilos, and then from lightweight to light heavyweight or middleweight, it might be 25 kilos based on the, and that's because we both have male and females as well. So we sort of make sure that it's all relative. And that's the bigger thing about a lot of the tests we do. But so we've got that for your upper body power. We'll do a inverted row for upper body strength endurance, just reps. We tend to go a supinated grip because we found that because fighters are so kyphotic, a lot of the time whenever they go for the pronated grip on the inverted row, they can actually just touch, and it's not through lack of strength, it's just because they don't have the movement capacity to do it.
Yeah.
So as soon as they change it to supinated, they are able to touch the chest, get a full rep out, and that made it a bit more of an effective test. We would say that anywhere from 25 plus on that one would be a good score.
Do they do that? Do they do that on a barbell? What kind of degree angle do you think?
So we usually have a box there. So we want the body to be at 180 degree angle.
Okay.
Feet up on the box. Malleolus sort of the ankle on the edge of the box.
Okay.
And then we get them to hang straight with their arms, dead hang, and that should create that 180 degrees.
Yeah.
So we'll adjust the bar until that's ready, and then we'll just record the bar height and then go from there.
Right, I'm going to give that one a go. See whether I can hit 25. Yeah.
Give us the data, and then we can see what
I need to work on.
So we do that. We do our lower body. At the moment, it's a counter movement jump, just purely because it's obviously lower body power, but it's also quite easy to get through big numbers as well.
Yeah.
We are thinking going towards our loaded jump squats because that's what we do in our academy on a sort of three-week cycle with our testing and deloading to get our force velocity profiles because we usually program off that, but that's another conversation.
Yeah.
So at the moment, it's counter movement jump. And then we also do all the energy system testing as well. So because we might have, say, up to 40 testing at the combine, it's too hard to do a VO2 max test. So we wait until they get into the academy before we give them a VO2 max test. But for the academy, just for visuals as well, we'll give them a 3-minute glycolytic power test on the watt bike. And then we have been using an alactic 10-second arm crank for alactic upper body power.
Yeah.
We're probably going to change a lot of these to Airdynes because Roman Foman from the Vegas Institute has created tests for the assault bike for VO2, glycolytic and alactic.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, they're pretty killer. So we're going to potentially try them out at this combine, but we haven't been doing that.
Yeah, it's important to create tests like for like air bike because obviously – yeah, the air bike hasn't been around for too long. So obviously in the sports science research, there's not many like kind of tests for that. But I think we're using it a lot more here because when we were at the university, we didn't have access to it. Now we've got the Performance Centre, got ourselves one, and it is a very effective tool, off-feet conditioning. We do 30-second max-out sprints with 3 minutes recovery. Sometimes I can't do that with some of the athletes because of their running mechanics. Maybe they start camp heavy, and this obviously increases the likelihood of injury. So we still do the 30-second max-out sprints on the curve, the non-motorized treadmill, but definitely using this the air bike, the Salt Fitness air bike, a lot more now. So yeah, I think it's a great thing that you're looking at doing some testing using that piece of kit.
Yeah, well, we were able to run it by a couple of our academy athletes, the VO2 max on the Airdyne and on the air bike, sorry, and maybe 8 or 9 minutes and you're done.
Yeah.
So if you take the time effectiveness into account, that's pretty good for a VO2 and an accurate VO2 at that. So
yeah,
it's actually really exciting. And like you said, there's less load by taking off the treadmill. I mean, a lot of the time our VO2 maxes were skewed, not because they weren't fit enough. It's because maybe their little legs couldn't keep up with the speed if they were a shorter fighter. Or, you know what I mean?
We've literally just talked about this in the last podcast with Alan, talking about VO2 max testing and the limitations of it, about being able to get up to that max intensity. So if you can find a way to reach that max intensity, like I said, about how we use it in our programs, we need to find a way to reach that max intensity to do the 30-second max out sprints or the repeated sprints and do it safely and effectively.
That's it. That's how you push the ceiling, right? And yeah, that's the whole point. If you're under training the whole time because you didn't get an accurate result, then is there much point in doing it? There's definitely a time and a place for everything, but I think if we can get more effective in our prescriptions because of it, then happy days for strength and conditioning coaches.